So, as I'm sure everybody already knows, the Oscars are tonight, which for us movie fans is pretty much the akin to the Super Bowl. Tonight's the night where, you know, we find out who will win these various awards. You know, we all have our predictions. We all have our guesses for who will win, and also just our beliefs for who deserves to win, what film, what actors deserve to win, you know, and which we'd like to see. To pull an upset and surprise everyone, and I think this year is ripe for that. And I'm going to zero in specifically on one award because I really do think that there's going to be a surprise tonight. And my prediction for that surprise lies in the Best Actor category. For everybody who's been following the awards campaigns the last few months. It's become widely believed that John Dujardin for The Artist will take home the award, and there's a lot to point. There's a lot of evidence that would seem to support that. He's won pretty much every film committee award, you know, that one can win. He's beloved by the Academy. He's starring in a movie that the Academy likes to support. It's a film that really doesn't not only celebrates film, but it celebrates Hollywood old-style filmmaking, and that's something that the Academy can, of course, get behind. I mean, the Academy, if they love anything, it's self-support. You know, it's stuff that celebrates themselves. And The Artist does that, and, you know, and that's not a knock against the film. The film is quite delightful, and John Dujardin is terrific in it. And if he wins, great. You know, there's nothing, I don't have a problem at all with him winning. But I do think there's going to be upset here, and I really do believe that George Clooney is going to be the one to take this award tonight. A few reasons for that. Number one, you know, George Clooney has only ever won one acting Oscar, and that's for Best Supporting Actor in Syriana, which he was fantastic in. That was back in 2005, and since then, he's kind of, if you look at his career, he's kind of developed this interesting path where every 2 years, he'll star in a movie and get nominated for Best Actor, and then lose. You know, look at you know, it started from 2005 to 2007, where in 2007 he was in Michael Clayton, got nominated, lost, and you know, went home empty-handed, but was still beloved by the Academy. Because I should say, we all know if there's an actor that the Academy loves, you know, more than anybody, it's George Clooney. They love the guy, and who doesn't love George Clooney? He's this generation's Cary Grant. I mean, he's suave, he's likable, he's funny. He knows how to play, push the buttons of the Academy. He knows how to milk sympathy, and he's just likable. And so in 2007, when he went home empty-handed for Michael Clayton, I think everybody knew he'd be back. You know, it wasn't like this was a tragedy. Like, oh, George, you know, he. Poor George, you know, he'll never get a shot. He'll never get another shot to win. And of course, that's complete bullcrap because in 2009, he got nominated for Up in the Air, which again, he lost for. He got nominated for Best Actor, but again, he lost for. But now, 2 years after Up in the Air, we have The Descendants. And it's a film that I really think people are underestimating in terms of how much the Academy is going to go for it. You know, it's directed by Alexander Payne, and it's a wonderful film. You know, I posted a review of it about a month ago. It's a terrific movie, and it's wonderful, and it's warm, and it's funny, and great. And a good deal of the film's success, its qualitative success, is George Clooney's performance. I mean, George Clooney really, you know, what makes the movie really great is the fact that George Clooney, he's not, you know, he's the star of the film, but he always seems to be giving the other actors around him their due credit, you know what I mean? Like, when he's acting in a scene, he's not hogging the camera, he's not hogging the scene. He's giving the other actors and the other actresses around him their due percent of the time. I mean, he's sharing the screen with them. It's literally a 50-50 deal between him and the other actors. And that's something that just George Clooney excels at. He's always excelled at that. And I think the Academy is, this year, they're just going to give it to George. I think he deserves to win, honestly. I mean, I like John Dujardin, but I think this is the year that George Clooney deserves to win. I mean, he's been nominated a lot. He's lost a lot. But I think this year, I think this is going to be a surprise to a lot of people. I think, you know, the Oscars love John Dujardin, but I think George Clooney is going to be one that kind of pulls it off this year, and he should.